This morning, if you have your Bibles, we will be in Mark 4, 1 through 20. And if you'd like to read it from your Bible, or it will be on the screen as well. Before we get started this morning, me and Tammy are great-grandparents again this morning. Isn't that awesome? That is good. I'm telling you. Now we got to get down there to see them pretty quick. I don't know when that'll be. So, but that's a true blessing, folks. Little bit early. He's an 8-month baby, but he's doing good, and Mama is as well. So we give God the praise for all of that. That's for sure. You know, we talk about new things, and we talk about a new growth this morning as we talk about the four soils, and we know that everything, just like this baby being born, is new. It's a new growth. It's a new beginning. Yesterday, I had a funeral down at Tresvant, and we know that that chapter in that lady's life moved on to be with the Lord. So there's a time, there's a season, there's a place for everything. The Bible tells us that in Ecclesiastes. And so as we see this new beginning, we see as one leaves this earth to be with the Lord, one comes into this earth that it might be able to have new life and to grow and to be the things that God would have this kid to be. That's our prayer, that he will grow up in the Lord and that he will be one that will be able to take God's word and to spread God's word in the world that we live in. So as we stop and we look at this parable that Jesus is talking about of the four soils, we see four different things that's going on here. But mainly, the farmer is spreading the seed. And as we see him spreading the seed, we're going to see that this seed, he's a very liberal farmer. He must have had lots of money, because when we used to spread seed, if we were sowing fescue or whatever, Daddy'd say, "You see that briar patch right there? You make sure them seeds not going over there. They need to be over here." And so, because seed costs so much money, and you didn't have a lot of money to be spending on it, but you had to walk, and you had to sow the seed like this, and you'd walk 1,000,000 miles and trying to get a field sown. And so we see this farmer is very liberal. Sower, he's just throwing seed everywhere. He's not saying it. Well, they won't grow over here, or they won't grow over there. He's spreading the seed everywhere. And as we stop and read about the first 12 verses, and then we'll take a little break. But as we stop and read the first 12 verses, you just think about this. What Jesus is saying, and what do you get out of it? What does it mean to you? You stop and give it just a moment and think about, what does this really mean to me? If I was there that day and Jesus had pushed out in this boat and he begins by talking about this parable of the soils, what would I think was going on here? What's he really trying to tell me? So that's where we'll be for the first part of the message. It says, once again, Jesus began teaching by the lake shore. A very large crowd soon gathered around him, and so he got into a boat. Then he sat in the boat while all the people remained on the shore. He taught them by telling many stories in the form of parables, such as this one. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seed. As he scattered it across his field, some of the seed fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. And the seed sprouted up quickly, but because the soil was shallow, but the plant soon wilted under the hot sun. And since it didn't have deep roots, it died. Other seeds fell among the thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plant so that they produced no grain. But still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they sprouted, grew, and produced a crop that was that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. Then he said, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. So later, when Jesus was alone with the 12 disciples and with the others who had gathered around, they asked him, what the parable meant. And he replied, "You are permitted to understand the secret of God, the secret of the kingdom of God. But I use parables for everything I say to outsiders, so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. When they see what I do, they will learn nothing. When they hear what I say, they will not understand. And otherwise, they will turn to me and be forgiven." We'll pick up there at the 13th verse here in a few minutes. So we see Jesus, and he starts by talking about these parables of the four soils. And we see that he is, as he's talking about them, he just takes off talking about a farmer in a field and some seed that he's thrown everywhere. Some of these seed are on a footpath, and the birds are just having a heyday because they're loving it. They're just eating all these seeds up on these seeds can't come up anyway. There's no soil there. And then we see that he has the seed that fell on the shallow soil with the underlying rock. And when it popped up, the heat got it, the sun got it, and it wilted and it died. You think about this, folks. And then he had some that fell among the thorns. Now, if you sow seed over in a blackberry thicket, it's not going to come up, I guarantee you. It's too thick. It can't come up. The thorns will overtake it. And if you don't manage the blackberry thicket and the thorns, they will overtake your good soil as well. But he said, they also sowed seed in some fertile soil, and it sprouted and grew and produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. Now, folks, I think when these people that were there heard this parable being talked about, they were thinking, well, what's he really talking about here? Would you have understood? Had you been the one sitting on the bank and him sitting in a boat, and he starts out by talking about a parable about sowing seed? You're thinking, what in the world? This guy, he's not with me today. What's going on? But knowing Jesus and knowing him being the great teacher that he was, they knew he was talking about the kingdom. But how did this apply to the kingdom? So we got the farmer. He's sowing seed everywhere. The footpath, the shallow soil, the thorns. What's wrong with this guy? He's just putting it out here in the world. But he's putting some in fertile soil. And it produced more and more and more. We see today, folks, in the world that we live in. I see today in the world that we live in. We have people sowing the Word of God everywhere. We have the Word of God being produced and put out everywhere. We have it right here in this Bible. People are teaching and preaching the Word of God. And it is resting upon some people on the footpath. They're going to hear it. They don't want to hear it. They are being brought to hear it for a reason. They don't want to hear it, and it's not going anywhere. They're not going to take this Word out into the community. They're not going to take this Word out into the world. It's not going anywhere because they are totally content to be silent about Jesus Christ. See it more and more every day. And if you don't believe it, you watch anything you want to watch on TV and you see everybody pushing the Word of God down into a gopher hole so that you will not have the opportunity to hear it. But also, we begin to see more and more people that are interested, but they're not really interested. They're just kind of interested in what Jesus might have to offer me, what Jesus might could do for me today. What might you do for me today? You know, that's what 2/3 of us are all about. We want to know, what can you do for me today? Brian, you got a plan for me today that will help me? I'll help you, you know, if you help me. That's the way we live our life. It's shallow soil that the Word is landing on, folks. There, and when the heat comes and the sun shines and it wilts and takes it away. And so we see that happening as well. We also see that some are being, the Word of God is being thrown into thorns. And so this is what Jesus is going to explain to us. But when I see the 11th verse where he said, you are permitted to understand. The people, the disciples and the people that were sitting there were permitted to understand what this parable meant. And so we look and Jesus goes ahead and he quotes Isaiah 6, and I think that's 6, 9, and 10, and when he was talking about that you are permitted to understand the secret of the kingdom of God, he says. But then he says, when they see what I do, they will learn nothing. When they hear what I say, they will not understand, and otherwise they will turn to me and be forgiven. You see, Isaiah was saying the very same thing. Jesus was quoting Isaiah 6, 9 and 10. When the Lord spoke to Isaiah, and Isaiah said to the Lord said, who will I send to be my messenger? And Isaiah said, send me, Lord. And the Lord said, okay, but these people are not going to understand. They're not going to hear what you got to say. They're not going to listen to you. He's telling Isaiah this, and we see it this same thing that Jesus is talking about in Isaiah, the 6th chapter. And so Isaiah goes on and to take that message and to go forward. And so, folks, we find ourselves with Jesus telling us, they're not going to hear you, they're not going to listen to you, and they're not going to understand you. And so he says, I'll explain this parable to you in verse 13. He said to them, you can't understand the meaning of this parable. How will you understand all the other parables? All these other parables I'm teaching you and telling you, folks, how are you going to understand them if you can't even understand the parable of the four soils? And so he's saying, the farmer plants seed by taking God's word to others. That's just what we were talking about. And the seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message only to have Satan come at once and take it away. The seed of the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. And they fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. And the seed that fell among the thorns represents others who hear God's word, but are all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the worries of this life and the lure of wealth and the desire for other things, so no fruit is produced. And the seed that fell on the good soil represents those who hear and accept God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as had been planted. And then Jesus asked them, would anyone like, I'm in verse 21, that's where we'll quit right here. But anyway, we see that Jesus is telling them the parable of that, the meaning of that parable. So folks, we know that when the seed falls on the footpath, there's people that are there picking it up and they begin to want to take it out, but the devil shuts them down immediately. And there's people that are on the rocky soil that we said they do not grow because the word doesn't grow because they're really not interested. It's just what can I do for you today? Folks, do you ever stop and think about the fact that this is you? This is me. Jesus was talking directly to me. I don't know about you, but he was talking directly to me. Mike, when you're sowing my word, when you're sowing these seed, what are you expecting from these people? You expecting these people to just get it, really get it? You expecting these people to respond, just respond immediately to that word? It's not going to happen. And folks, we as Christians, we tell people about Jesus and about our church and about our life with Christ. And people listen, but they go right back into the same world that they're living in. And it's not anything pertaining to Jesus Christ. And we say, why in the world would these people not listen to me? I'm trying to tell them that they got a life out here that is so much better. All they got to do is accept it. But they won't accept it. Why in the world won't they accept it? Why won't they come to follow Jesus? Because there's just the way that some people are. And some of our seeds are sown in the thorns. The thorns choke them out. That's the devil. He chokes out two-thirds, it seems like, of the people in this world. Two-thirds of the people in this world are choked out from hearing the real word of God because the devil has such a hold on them. Devil doesn't have a hold on us, though, does he? Oh, yeah, he does on me. I don't know about y'all, but he does on me. He has a big hold. First thing we do, we get up for morning. Especially when you're retired, you get up for morning and you look and see what your investments are doing. Lordy, they've took such a hit. Whew, I can't deal with this. We got to go to town and get something done about this. We're concerned about our money. We're concerned about all the things that we have. We're concerned if the wind, the storm come out last night. What did it do to my house that I own up in up in Maine, or I own in California, or I own in Florida? Wonder what it done to it. I bet it tore it all to pieces. We got to get down there and see about it. We're so concerned about the things of the world. I'm not going to leave my truck sitting outside tonight. This is one of my big deals. I'm not going to leave my truck sitting outside tonight because it might hail on it. I'm going to put it in the shed. And I've got to get up and go do that if I happen to have left it out. What am I concerned about? The things of the world. That's me, folks. I'm concerned about the wealth. I'm concerned about the things that are around me. I am. I can't help it if I'm the preacher. I bet you money that if the truth is known, that we all are that way. Aren't we? We all are that way. We can't keep from being that way. We live in a world that feeds us. We live in a world that is fed by the devil, and the devil feeds us every day. And we have to be very, very careful for our seed to be planted in good soil, because it will not produce if people are looking at me and seeing how I live my life. You know, I was reading this and it kind of come to me. Last year, I don't know why, I can't tell you that, but last year it come crop time, come springtime, everybody's preparing their fields and everybody's doing everything, getting ready to plant. Well, this guy up there on the old Parish of Murray Road, this guy has a field there. It's about 50 acres. He prepared it, ready to go, ready to plant. He never planted it. And I'm sitting there, and Tammy said, what are they going to do with that? They never done nothing with that field. What do you think they're going to do? I have no idea. Why would you prepare a field and get it ready to plant and not put anything in it? And I thought about that field a whole lot last year. And long toward the end of the year last year, then they finally did put a little something in it that didn't do hardly anything. And I thought it was just wasted. That field, about 50-acre field, was just wasted. And I don't know what would have caused anyone to have done that unless he knew more than I did about what he was doing. But it appeared, driving down the road like people drive down the road and look at our lives, it appears that our 50-acre field hasn't got anything planted in it, because we're not spreading any kind of word of God to anybody. We're not showing God to anyone in the way we live. We're not showing God to anyone that is new to the faith. We're not trying to pick them up, spend time with them, and spend time teaching them more about the word of God. We're not doing anything. And I thought about that field, and I thought about that's the way we live our life as Christians. And then yesterday I was thinking about this scripture, and I said, you know, really and truly, Lord, there could have been the fifth field. It could have been just like that field that was on Old Parish Murray Road that got prepared. The field got prepared. It looked to me like it was ready to raise something, and it never got the opportunity. And I thought, that could have been the fifth thing that Jesus could have talked about, is how the world is prepared to receive his word today. It's prepared, folks. The world is there, and people are hungry. They're showing us that they're hungry. And yet we don't sow the seed, period. We don't throw the seed anywhere. We don't put anything in it out there for anybody to hear. And so I thought about that, and I thought about how even we, we're in church a lot, and as much as we hear the word, as much as we hear it, as hard as it is to understand. And I thought about this. And I thought about, how are the new people in the world ever going to understand what the parables mean if they don't have someone like us to show them and to teach them? And so, folks, when we see a new convert come into church, we see new people come into church, how many of us ever take time to give them a call? How many of us ever take time to ask if you'd like to spend a little time at the coffee shop? How would you like to, let's go by the coffee shop and get a coffee and talk about the Word of God? You're new. You're a new Christian. You're a babe in Christ. You're on milk. I would like to get you to where you could eat one of these apple fritters. They're really, really good. But you can't get there yet because you're a babe. You're still on milk. We don't. We just sit and enjoy the apple fritter and drink our milk because, and our drink our coffee because we know what's going on. In our mind, we don't have time to be telling everybody else. So you see, folks, this is what Jesus was saying. He was saying to the people that sow seed, every day there will be some that will land in the good field, in the good soil, and you will produce for me a kingdom full of people that love me. But then there will be those that do not love me, those that do not know me, those that will never know me.